How hard are you willing to work today to make your dreams come true? What are you willing to do today in order to be helpful, to be of service, to make a good life for yourself and for people around you? The key question for me is the what are you willing to do? What I focused on for a lot of my life when it came to my dreams or anything I wanted, it came to what I wanted to get. So, for example, if I thought about having a girlfriend, I thought about what I wanted to get out of having a girlfriend. I very rarely thought about what it is I wanted to do in order to have a girlfriend. Was I willing to listen to everything a girl had to say about her life? Was I willing to buy her flowers and try and be a good boyfriend? Was I willing to be faithful to her? I very rarely thought about what I was willing to do in order to have whatever I wanted or whatever I needed. And yet, I thought all the time just about getting what I wanted. And that left me in a miserable place where, whenever I got what I wanted, I often wasn't very helpful. Because when I got what I wanted, I wasn't very happy with the actual work required to go along with what I wanted. For example, I wanted to have a girlfriend, and then I wouldn't be happy with actually being a boyfriend. I only thought about what I wanted to get out of it. So once I was getting what I wanted to get out of it, I very rarely thought about that anymore since I was getting it. So why bother thinking about it? And then, God forbid, if I wasn't getting what I wanted out of it, I was ready to run off and find a new girlfriend right away. And that's why I had a lot of first dates and very few second dates relative to it. With my wife, it was the first time I started really thinking about what am I willing to do in order to be a good husband? What am I willing to give in order to have a wife? And it's amazing when you apply this principle to everything in your life. Now, it might be easier to see with your family or friends sometimes. It might be harder, so I'll explain it a few different ways. If you think about your family, instead of thinking, what should they do for you? In other words, what should they buy you, like for a holiday, or what should they be giving you in terms of respect or love or understanding? What are you willing to give to them? How much love and respect and understanding are you willing to give to them? In terms of things like business, this can be really powerful. Today, when I'm working here, I'm not sure whether this is business or personal because, well, I have everything so integrated now. I look at it with my business. What am I willing to give? What am I willing to do? How much am I willing to spend on my business in terms of time, energy, money, feelings getting hurt? What am I willing to give to my business today? I thought a lot about making my business what I was willing to get out of it. What did I want to get? What did I want it to do? I wanted, and most of the things you see, or that I've seen at least, are written in that format about what are you going to get out of it. Things like living a certain lifestyle or having a certain income. Often the things you see that are most exploitive are written in the language of what you're going to get out of it. Most of the things that are worth doing are often written in the language of what you need to do for it, which is often very unattractive. Imagine if a dating profile was set up and the person said everything you needed to do, and I saw some girls set their profiles up like this, set everything up with what you need to do. If you want to be my boyfriend, you should be willing to take me to the movies every week, buy me flowers every week, talk to my mom and have dinner with my family every week. You should be willing to talk with me about all of my problems, genuinely want to listen to them. You should be willing to be a better person, to learn about all of your faults. You should be willing to take a look at ways you can improve as a person. You should be willing to, you see how unattractive that would be in terms of what you wanted. If you read a dating profile like that, you'd think, I'm not going to get anything I want out of this. I'm not even going to bother contacting that person. And yet, how often do we go along in life, and that's exactly how we set things up? What do you want out of this business deal? Well, I want this, 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 and that. I want this, this, and you don't even end up looking at what it is you need to do for it. For me, I focus on what it is I need to do today. What do I need to do? And how much am I willing to spend? To be a good person and to live a good life of service, I'm willing to do anything for that. I'm willing to do whatever it takes today to be a healthy person with a good life. I'm willing to do that today also. It's not something I'm willing to do tomorrow because you can't do anything tomorrow. It's always today. So the key question is, what are you willing to do today for your dreams? What am I willing to do today as a husband? What am I willing to do today as a father? And from that, you also see how limited you are. And that helps with saying no if you realize, well, I don't have time to sit there and write 100,000 words out about my business now. I don't have time to sit there and do a whole bunch of different things today. I have a very limited capacity for giving. I have a very limited capacity for doing. And that encourages then a healthy amount of responsibility. Because once you do start looking at what you can do, there often is the temptation to try and do too much, to try and do a whole bunch of things, to overcommit, to overinvest, to say, yes, I'll do that, and I'll do that too, and I'll do that too. And then you end up promising everyone everything. You end up giving no one anything. Or whatever you do give is very half-hearted and not very well done. So today, I try and focus on what am I giving? What am I willing to do? Like for my business, for making these videos, I spend hundreds every day on ads to get people to watch these videos. I spend hours of time every day, or most every day, working on my business. I'm willing to spend time working on what I'm doing. I'm willing to go through failure. I'm willing to get rejected. I'm willing to get nasty comments on the videos I make. I'm willing to get apathy, which sometimes can be worse than hate. I'm willing to make things that no one even cares about enough to hate on them. I'm willing to go through a lot of challenges in order to be useful and to be of service. I'm willing to spend a lot of money on my business so that it is a business that serves people and helps people. You can see from my willingness then why I'm able to get good results. I focus on what I am willing to do, and so it's a positive focus. It's a focus where I'm giving. I'm thinking about what I'm giving. I am giving, and then I'm doing more giving. And it's amazing what you get when you think about what you give. I've never had a relationship that's been as fraction of the quality that my relationship with my wife is. And a big part of that is that I think about what I can do for her more than I think about what she can do for me. And that is a gigantic difference. With every other relationship I had, almost all I thought about was, what can this girl do for me? With my wife, I think about, what can I do for her? What does she need? What does she want? How is she doing today? And through that, then, I have a lot better relationship. I get a lot more out of the relationship then. And that's what's so cool. When you go around thinking about what you want to get all the time, ironically, you get less. It is the weirdest thing. And that's why I'm sharing it with you. Because it took me a long time to learn this. And you can learn this and apply this to what you're doing today and get the immediate benefit out of it. I teach hundreds of thousands of students online. And most of the questions asked are related to what is wanted. How can I get what I want? I'm doing this. How can I get what I want? Most of the questions I ask in what I'm doing are, how can I be of service, or how can I make this work for everyone? I often will not do things if there's no benefit for everyone. For example, there's certain ways I could run ads just that would make money for me that wouldn't do much in terms of being useful to anyone. In other words, they'd just be essentially taking from what other people have made and what other people are doing, like through an affiliate program promoting someone else's course. So I don't put time into doing things like that today, because the only thing I'd be thinking of in doing something like that is, what can I get out of it? Not, what can I do that's useful for other people? When you think, what can I do that's good for other people and what I'm willing to give, then you also focus your energy on what you want to do. Because if I was trying to do ads for someone else's product, I'm not as likely to have as much enthusiasm to promote someone else's product as I am to promote my own. So I'm willing to work on ads for my product every day. I'm not very willing to work on ads for someone else's product every day. So trying to set something up to do something like make affiliate sales off of someone else's product wouldn't be a very good thing in the first place, because I wouldn't be willing to keep doing that every day. Most everything I've seen that works really good requires ongoing work. And this is the problem where you reach with most things when you think about what you wanted. You think about, for example, you want a great big house. Well, a great big house takes a lot of work to maintain. If you don't want to maintain a great big house, then you better not buy a great big house. If you don't want to maintain a relationship with a certain kind of person, then you probably don't want to try and get a relationship with that kind of person. Once you think in terms of what am I willing to do, then you start to sync up what you're willing to do and what you want to get. Because what you want to get is a part of everything. But you can think about what you want to get without thinking about what you want to do at all. And this is just brutal in any kind of friendship, relationship, business. If you only think about what you want, you very often will put yourself in situations you don't like. And I've done that so many times today that I pray I remember to think about what I'm willing to do instead of thinking about what I want to get, so that I don't have to be in the situation again where I've worked really hard to get something I don't want to do. I pray to remember today that if I want to be of service, all I need to do is think about what I'm willing to do for other people and what I'm willing to do every day in service, and I will then be of service for other people. I pray that in sharing this with you today, you have the same opportunity to experience all of these things I've shared with you, the benefits of thinking about what you're willing to do for other people. I appreciate you watching this today. I'm willing to do my best today to help you have a good day by making this video and talking about what I've learned in my life, and I hope it's useful for you. Thank you for watching, and I hope you have a great day today.